Hello, everyone. I'm Coy Wire, ready to make this a wonderful Wednesday with you. But before I start, I must say I am bumfuzzled by the amount of creativity and passion with which you accepted my challenge to pick a word for me to work into yesterday's show. It was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, if you didn't notice. And don't worry, I'll challenge you to another one next week. We start today with the latest on the economy. If you've watched the news in the last few months, it's likely you've seen concerns from consumers and experts about the economy or headlines featuring layoffs, especially in the tech industry. However, this month, the economy showed a continued demand for workers and new jobs were added to the market. This is despite the Federal Reserve's push to curb inflation, which was predicted to impact the economy and the job market. Let's break it down by the numbers. Employers added 263,000 jobs this month. That's only a slight drop from the 284,000 added in October. And the unemployment rate was unchanged this month at 3.7%. We'll bring you now to Christine Romans, CNN chief business correspondent and anchor of Early Start, who will tell us more about the state of the economy and consumer concerns.
Behind all those headlines of tech layoffs, sour consumer confidence, inflation anxiety, it's an economy showing resilience. Surprising strength in the economy in the third quarter, 2.9% annual growth from July through September, a sharp bounce back from a contraction in the first half of the year. You know, it's a pace that would have been considered very strong before the pandemic. The job market remains strong too, another 263,000 jobs added in November. It's the fewest in 18 months, but it's more than economists forecast. This year, a stunning 4.2 million jobs added. Stripping out the pandemic, it's the most jobs added in years. And inflation, while still too hot, is showing signs of cooling. The Fed's favorite inflation gauge, the PCE price index, showing signs of peaking. And gas prices are falling. They're below where they were when Russia invaded Ukraine. Call it the yes, but economy. Yes, consumers feel like the economy is bad, but they keep spending. After all, it was a record Thanksgiving shopping season. So why the foul mood and the sometimes conflicting headlines? Well, COVID broke the economy, and putting it back together has been hard to measure. Remember, tens of millions of jobs were lost overnight. Schools closed, factories shuttered, more than a million lives lost. More than 2 years later, we're still struggling to gauge the strength and durability of the recovery.
10-second trivia. Which of these animals is part of the Canidae family? Grizzly bear, golden retriever, gopher, or goldfish? Often referred to as canines, dogs, including golden retrievers, are part of the Canidae family. Up next, we're introducing you to a very special organization called Canine Companions. They're the oldest and largest organization in the U.S. that provides service dogs. They provide service dogs for children and adults with a wide range of needs, including both physical and emotional support. These pups are uplifting and they're pretty doggone cute, too.
We're in Orlando, Florida. We are at the Southeast Region campus of Canine Companions. We are the largest and oldest organization that provides service dogs for children, adults, and veterans with disabilities. And we work really hard to transform lives.
Good girl. Good girl.
At Canine Companions, we offer several different types of dogs. One of the types of dogs that we offer is a service dog. The service dog works with someone to mitigate their disability. They can pick up items, open and close doors, drawers, refrigerators.
Oscar, get! Come on. Yes, good. Switch. Yes.
The dogs can know over 40 commands. We want the dogs to love the work they do.
We want to be on TV too.
Since 1975, we've placed over 7,200 dogs. We currently have over 2,600 graduates that are out there working with service dogs for our organization and over 1,400 puppy raisers who are raising puppies for us. Team training is just a magical time. It's for so many of them the moment that they have been waiting for.
So we applied, I want to say, a year and a half ago. We just knew that this was the right thing because Izzy's been in and out of hospitals because of brain cancer. And all the facilities we've been in have therapy dogs. And they just bring so much joy to the kids. The ability to give her not only a companion, but a skilled companion that can help with some of the challenges that we face daily.
Oh.
We provide all of our dogs free of charge, just thanks to amazing donations.
I mean, our medical bills are quite high, so it's really a gift to our family.
We want to make sure that anybody who needs a service dog or a facility dog is able to get one. And then at the end of that team training class, they'll have a graduation ceremony where they will graduate and go home.
Today is Canine Companions National Graduation Day. Instead of a diploma, our graduates today will be handed a leash.
Just, you know, it's the unknown. And the unknown brings questions.
Congratulations to Team Izzy and Aurora.
And for today's 10 out of 10, we're going to meet a voice that might be familiar to you if you've ever been on TikTok. I was pretty blown away, actually, when I found out this voice was actually a person and not a computer. Let's meet Kat Callahan, the real-life woman behind TikTok's text-to-speech feature and one of the most popular influencers online.
Songs that made artists famous. If you have an air fryer, you need to try this. Would you sit in this seat?
My name is Kat. I work with TikTok on TTS and other projects. You're probably sick of my voice. I'm sick of my voice.
I understand people are a little bit freaked out that have never heard my voice before in association with a human being. I've had interviews for the last several weeks with people going, okay, I can't look at you. So they used to say, I can't look at you when you're talking. And you don't hear it in my regular voice all the time. But once I hit that upper inflection, you know, you can hear it. People are recognizing me as the voice of TikTok and also as a radio person. I was walking down the street and a car stopped and said, Voice of Cat, which is my TikTok handle is Voice of Cat. And I'm just like, oh, yes, hello.
The way I say law.
It's definitely not a perfect technology. I like to have fun with the fact, though, that Jesse mispronounces words.
Why do you say emoji like emoji?
It's one of the funnest things, to be honest with you, is people commenting, say this, say that, or why do you pronounce it this way? So I plan to just continue to have a little bit of fun with that.
All right, we are so grateful to spend part of our day with you. To get your shout out, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel, CNN10, and leave a comment with your school, name, city, state, and mascot, and the pronunciation if necessary. Chandler Academy in Charleston, West Virginia, thank you for showing the love. We're showing it right back at you. We hope you and everyone watching around the world have a wonderful one. I'm Coy Wire, and this is CNN 10.